April 2003, 26-year-old Aaron Ralston is on a solo hike deep in the Canyonlands National Park of Utah in the American West. A loose boulder sends him tumbling into a deep crevasse and pins his right arm to the canyon wall. Wedged in place, the crushed limb will not budge, no matter what he tries.
This marks 24 hours of being stuck.
I've been chipping away. Want to keep warm, anything?
I have about 150 milliliters of water left, which should keep me alive till tomorrow night, if I'm lucky. So that's it.
24 hours stretches into 48, then 72. He didn't tell anyone where he was hiking, so Aaron knows his chances for rescue are nil, as he chronicles the ordeal in a video diary on the camera he carries in his backpack. Finally, after 5 days, he decides he must cut off his arm in order to escape. All he has is a dull camping knife, but he manages the grueling amputation, drags himself out of his rocky prison, and hikes out to safety. Aaron Ralston wrote a memoir, Between a Rock and a Hard Place, about his ordeal, and says watching it recreated in 127 hours is a somewhat surreal experience.
It's very emotional for me. It's fun. It's really fascinating to watch as well. But to see the film, the very most heart-wrenching parts of it are the episodes, the vignettes that draw me back to the gratitude that I have for my family. I found myself that, like, during the entrapment scene, and a very shocking scene there, as well as like the climactic amputation scene, I'm just watching the movie as a really well-told story that's there, very well made, and very authentic as well. But the emotions really come up when I'm connected mostly with my family.
Mom, Dad, I haven't appreciated you as I know that I could. I love you guys. And I'll always be with you.
James Franco plays Aaron in 127 Hours and says meeting the real person and watching his original video diary put him in touch with those emotions and the character's spirit.
It was our job to make that experience feel authentic. And the best way to achieve that was not to slavishly mimic or imitate Aaron's every gesture, but instead talk to Aaron as much as we could beforehand, but after that, put ourselves in our own canyon and figure it out for ourselves. Do everything that Aaron did, but kind of have that experience. And so that dictated a lot of the way that we, you know, made it and shot it and durations of takes and all of that. But it was like an inside-out approach.
The screenplay is by Simon Beaufoy, whose previous collaboration with director Danny Boyle was the 2008 Oscar winner Slumdog Millionaire. Beaufoy believes it's not the physical crisis, but the emotional transformation that makes 127 Hours such compelling drama.
It's not really about a guy chopping his arm off, of course. It's about someone who's turned his back on his friends and his family and society and goes through this extraordinary change. He's forced by the events to re-examine his life and where it went wrong and what he could have done differently, people he could have treated in a slightly kinder way, maybe. And he comes out the canyon the other end, someone who wants to reconnect with the world and the people he loves around him.
Still, the amputation is a critical moment in the story, and Danny Boyle says he knew it would be a challenge for filmmaker and audience alike.
We based it very, very closely on what's in the book. In reality, it took him over 40 minutes and involved a series of plateaus of pain that he had to live through. But most importantly was that it was a passageway to something else. It was a delivery to life again, a doorway, a portal to being reborn, really. And Aaron describes it as an ecstasy, really. An ecstasy of feeling, really, that he's driven through. And you have to try and capture that in the cinema. And it's exhilarating. It's disturbing and overwhelming, but exhilarating as well.
In fact, Boyle sees the end result as unexpectedly uplifting.
You often get used to the expression a feel-good movie, and it seems a very funny thing to apply to this movie. But that the expression feel-good often represents what, and I've done one of them, and it often represents what is really basically a cheap thrill in many ways. Nothing wrong with that. I love them. But this is much more profound feeling of euphoria, really. that you arrive at? Because you've also been on, you've been through a great deal to get there. Not as much as he has, obviously, but you've participated in it in some way.
Don't give up, Aaron. Do not give up.
For most of 127 hours, James Franco is on screen alone, with occasional flashbacks to moments from his life before the accident and visions of what it might be like if he survives. Now wearing a prosthetic arm, Aaron Ralston still climbs mountains and explores canyons. He also travels the world as an inspirational speaker. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.